You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, August 10th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $3.99. That's the average price of a gallon of gas in the U.S., according to Gas Buddy. It's down from a June peak of $5.03 and is the lowest it's been since March. The Biden administration has claimed credit for the retreat. It argues that crude releases from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, coordinated with releases by other nations, have helped tame prices. Market observers, though, have disputed the role of those measures. Here's the more likely driver of the decline: less driving. There's a saying that the cure for high oil prices is high oil prices. Analysts say that the previous surge at the pump may have knocked down demand. U.S. gasoline inventories have risen in recent weeks, and that may confirm less demand from consumers. This runs against the usual U.S. trend of a summer driving season that goes from Memorial Day to Labor Day. A survey conducted by AAA found that almost two-thirds of drivers have made changes to cope with higher pump prices. The top two were driving less and combining errands. The pullback in fuel prices is expected to contribute to a cooling off of still hot inflation pressures, and we'll get to that in our next number. Our next number is 5.9%. That was the core year-over-year consumer price index reading last month. The core inflation gauge strips out prices of food and energy. The total consumer price index for the same period was up 9.1%. We'll get new July U.S. inflation numbers today at 8:30 a.m. And traders, investors, and economists are all counting on a decline in the headline rate. Economists polled by the Wall Street Journal forecast that the headline consumer price index will fall from the four-decade high of 9.1% to 8.7%. The core CPI, though, is expected to increase from 5.9% to 6.1%. A move higher in that core reading would be significant. It would likely dash widespread hopes we saw in financial markets this past month that price gains have peaked. Those hopes are abundant. U.S. stocks have rallied from their lows in mid-June, though they finished lower on Tuesday. Meanwhile, medium and long-term treasury yields have dropped from their June peaks. Our last number is 52.2 million. That's the number of daily active users of Roblox. That's more than the population of South Korea, and it's up 21% from a year earlier. Roblox is an online video game aimed at children and teens that takes place in a virtual world. It reported results on Tuesday. Roblox is the latest video game company to report disappointing sales in recent weeks. The company reported a wider-than-expected second-quarter loss of $176 million and said bookings declined 4% year-over-year. What are bookings? It's how video game firms that sell virtual goods and money describe those sales. In Roblox's case, most of that comes from sales of Robux, the game's virtual currency. And users just aren't buying as much Robux as they used to. That's even as the cumulative hours spent on Roblox in the quarter increased 16% to 11.3 billion hours, or over a million years. Shares of Roblox were down as much as 18% in after-hours trading on Tuesday. The stock is down nearly 60% this year. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, August 10th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.